Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiulim, Sefer Shabbos Niagadatis, Refuas Rav Henoch Dov Ben Lipsha, and Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora, Chayoche Befega Bas Michal Bisbasia. We are in the Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos and Dafnam Aleph, what a person is told upon his death, Shemachnisim Adam Ladin. So we learn Asata and Asata Ben Muna. Kavat Itim the Torah. So we first have to start with Tzedek HaTivi. The person has a natural sense of justice, and he has to know how to apply that justice. That's the Kavat Itim the Torah. Sakta Vapir Vivia, looking to the future. Now we're up to Tzipisa Lishua. Why is it so important, Tzipisa Lishua, to await the salvation? Why is that such a fundamental issue? That's what a person is asked upon being entered into the din. Shoshim achnisin also the din. Says Morena Barabenu, Adam basher hu adam prati hu mugbal bahagbalat sara uchol yeshito hu metziuto neged oto ha'erech shetzarich hu la'askil b'nafsho v'meshu eivir min ha'klal ha'gadol shel klal ha'oma. A person is an individual, says Morena Rav, and he is limited in a narrow way in all of his essence and all of his reality. Neged oto ha'erech, against that value, shetzichu la'askil b'nafsho, he has to realize that besides him being an individual, he has to understand the soul. Mamashu eivir min ha'klal ha'gadol shel klal ha'oma. He is a limb of the great totality, the collective of the Jewish nation, shigamken misteefet lekala metziut, which branches off to the general reality, shkoprat mipirtei hatov ve'orei morchim mitzterfim lecheshbon hakvali, and every detail of this good and this light goes and joins the general cheshbon, be'ein hashkef im hapeulot neraot l'shaatan o yavo l'achar zman, without focusing on whether these actions will be seen immediately or afterwards. Avol neidan ne'amana ki bo tavona. We know it's going to happen. We are all individuals. We are separate from each other in one way. On the other hand, we're all part of a collective. And everything we do to bring light, to bring goodness to the world, is mitzdarif. It joins together to a general cheshbon. Now, do we see it now? Not always. That doesn't matter, because eventually it's going to come. It's going to bring the desired results. V'chol chelek min hatov shebotzar kol ish prati mitzdarif hu l'machayim haklaliyim. And every part of the good in the storehouse of every individual joins in, combines with the Chaim Klalim, with the general life, with Klal Yisrael, that are going to establish the general salvation of God when the time comes. In other words, we are all contributing to the ultimate Geula. Al ken ha'tviya yoter shleima yal kol malach ha'chaim shel ha'adam. So these are all these six things that a person's told before, after he dies. These are basic building blocks of his life. And one of them is Tzipisa Lishua. Are you mitzdarif to the klal? In other words, before we saw that a person has to be Osek Bepir Berivian. He has to look towards the future. Also, are you mitzdarif to the klal and being mitzapa Lishua, of actively awaiting the salvation, of anticipating the salvation, and doing things to hasten the salvation? Because that shows that you're part of the cloud, and that's very fundamental to our makeup of each individual, that we have to join the community. This tzipia includes constant focus, even without a revealed recognition of the salvation. What's a tzipiyah? Sipiyah means that you're on the lookout. Even if you don't see the Yeshua, it doesn't matter. Just like the guy in the lookout, it doesn't matter if he sees anything, if anything is happening. He's still constantly looking, lest something happen. Even if there's nothing new. Say, ah, there's nothing to the guys on the lookout. He's in the army. Says, ah, nothing's going on. I'll take a nap. No. There's no napping. Because it's not happening now. It might happen in a minute. You have to constantly be on guard. It's the idea of Tzipiyah L'Yeshua. So that's number one. You're constantly on guard. You're constantly looking. And you're doing things to hasten the Yeshua. And that shows that you join the club. Also, if you see something is happening towards the Yeshua, you do your part in order to hasten the Yeshua. Just like when somebody's on the lookout and they see some action, they do whatever they can to prevent the enemy from coming, or to attack, whatever it may be. He's constantly on the lookout to see if there's anything he can do practically to hasten the salvation, whether it's in a war, or whatever it may be, or here we're talking about the Yeshua Shleima of Mashiach. This person who's so it's mitzapa Yeshua, it's a piece of Yeshua, is the person who's going to do whatever he can to bring the Yeshua when it comes. He's not going to wait. So maybe when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Jewish people Eretz Yisrael, so some people said, rightfully so, hey, this is Hashem's process of bringing the Yeshua. Let's show him that we really want it. Let's come. So it might seem like a contrast, but you need both. You need Tzipi and Machshava, that you're waiting, you're anticipating, even if you can't do anything. And then you do something when the time comes. So that's what elevates us in our Tzipi Al Yeshua. When we look deeply into Tzipi Al Yeshua, it means we're looking even if nothing is happening. We're always on the lookout, and then when something happens, we act. The last two things are Pilpalta b'chokhma or Yivanta davar mitoch davar. You're mefalpil b'chokhma. And did you understand one thing from another? Hamusagim tzichet l'muvanim ba'omkam kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Concepts have to be understood in their depths, each one individually. Tzichim l'tarchev ad shekol musag yitmaleh b'chol melo. And it has to expand until every concept is filled in all of its fullness. Ad sheyavi et ba'alav l'mekamot iyun v'da'at chodeshim. Until it brings its masters to new places of Iyun and Das. You have to understand things independently. And the deeper you understand them, then the greater is your knowledge. V'zot ha'chava yunit yimetyachaset harbe l'tzipiyat ha'yishua. She'en yishua amitit ha'klit mitbert yofel libo shel adam ki mufi erchu amut machshavotav. ורוחב דעותיו להשכיל בציור יפה מהו דבר שראו להשתקף לו בחיי הכלל. And this הרחב יונס, this expansion of perception, of understanding, of learning, relates a lot to Tzipiyah L'Yeshua, because the true Yeshua isn't properly explained to a heart of a person only to the extent of the exaltation of his machshavos. Berochav deyotav, and his expansive knowledge, la'askil b'tziur yafeh, and to understand with a good illustration, what is the thing that it is fitting to desire in the life of the community. These all sublime things have to be said in clear sentences, and they have to be understood in their content in the depths of the heart. And to the extent of the depth of the understanding and clarity, of the feeling and its richness, so will be the greater anticipation, and it will be more directed at its goal. In other words, the greater you understand what the issue is all about, the more you're going to anticipate. So it has to be clear, it has to be understood. Zeh pilpul. And that's understanding the item on its own. So the Rav seems to be taking this to the place of the Tzipia Lishua. We said before, Tzipisi Lishua, and then what's going to help the Tzipisi Lishua is Papalta B'chachma. Papalta B'chachma also works in general. Mefalpa L'chachma to understand what you're learning. But particularly when it comes to Tzipia Lishua, the more you mefalpa, the more you understand what the issue is about, the greater is going to be your anticipation. That's the pilpul. That's to understand each thing bifnei atzmo. And then L'havin davar mitoch davar, Zot ha'avana chayavet liyot matchelet mikol davar katan mishabipilteh Torah. And this savana has to start with every little detail of the Torah. Ad advarim ha'yotel na'alim v'nisgavim shebikarav v'shel Hashem. Until the most highest and sublime things at its roots. Shemivim l'malei ataretz dayat Hashem k'mayim liyam chasim. Until it brings to fill the earth like water fills the sea. That the earth should be filled with knowledge of God like water fills the sea. So first the Rabbi was talking about the Tzipia LeYeshua. He had the Mefalpa B'chachma in general, but also the Indian Tzipia LeYeshua. To really understand the greatness of the Yeshua and what it means and what the ramifications are. La'avin yafeh, tziul yafeh. What the klal should want. That's number one. And Navin Davar Mitoch Davar is taking every matter in the Torah and then understanding it deeper and deeper and deeper. Davar Mitoch Davar, getting to the roots. And then ultimately the earth is going to be filled with knowledge of God like water fills the sea, which is, you know, the ultimate Yeshua again. So this Pipat of Chachma, Evanta Davar Mitoch Davar, both relate to the Yeshua. The Mefalpa of Chachma to properly understand what the Yeshua is about. And of course, I stand in general also, particularly about the Yeshua. And then Evadim Davar Mitoch Davar, that also brings the Yeshua, because the Yeshua is, when the Yeshua comes, the earth is going to be filled with knowledge of God, K'mayim Liyam Mechasim. And that's through Evadim Davar Mitoch Davar. Understanding all the details and details of details. That all of these things are great, but there has to be Yiras Hashem Yotzer. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya Lamed Gimel Vav. So earlier on Darshan, Amonis is Seder Zroim, Yitechah Seder Moed, Chosin Seder Noshim. So all these starim, you can have all six starim, but if you don't have Yiras Shemayim, what do you have? You have it good, and if not, then it's no good. That's the most important thing. You need Yiras Hashem. And here also, we talk about these six things, which Rashi relates to the six starim. Here, Rivas Chosen, that's Nashim. Yeshuos, it's a piece of Yeshua. Das. It's Evanta Dover, Mitoch Dover. Nasata and Nasata be Emuna, is Emunas, is a Seder Zroim. Yitecha is Kavati Itim LaTorah, and Seder Moe. So we have the six starim, those are these six things that man is told at the end of days. But if he doesn't have Yiras Hashem, right at the end of that pasuk, alluding to the six starim, which also are our six things that we're told when we go to Din, it says we have to have Yiras Hashem. If Yiras Hashem great, if not, not. Without Yiras Hashem, it's not worth anything. כל המושגים הנשגבים שממלאים ליפו של אדם ומתאים אותו על הטוב והמועיל, הם מתקיימים רק להיות אדם עומד בנעשיו ידוע בנפשו, שהוא מושר אלה הרגשות הטובות, כל זמן שלא נאחרה נפשו, על ידי איזה רוח סער, אהבה מתגרת יד החיים, תאווה גאווה קינה ופס חכהים. All the concepts, the sublime concepts, can fill a person's heart and lead him to what's good and proper, are only exist when a person is in a certain emotional spiritual state that he is fit for these good feelings, as long as his soul hasn't been sullied by a stormy spirit that comes from all of the challenges of life, of taiva, gaiva, kina, kas. So you have good musagim. And these good musagim lead you to a wonderful place. But that's only when a person hasn't been sullied by the bad midos of life. Rak yirat Hashem hu ha-musag ha-tahor she'omed la'adam b'chol etz. Shebizman she'nat, that's only yiras Hashem, is the concept, the pure concept that stands for a person at all times. Because a person can have great ideals, and then comes in the taiva, kinan, kas, etc. And yiras Hashem is what we have in order to save us. Shebizman shenafsho romema, umakira b'ravna abayna abahir, v'ha'amazhir, v'ha'me'aden, u'meromem et ha'nefesh. That at the time when his soul is exalted, it recognizes the clear, shiny hue of the soul. V'im yizdamen ha'davar she'nafsho hushpala v'yarda mechivyon uza, gam be'etzem ha'machshach Hashem or lo, כי יראת השם הוא מושג של אמת מכל הצדדים. And if something happens that lowers a person's soul and it goes down from its hidden strength, even in the darkness, God will be light for it, based on a verse in Micha Zayin Ches. Kirat Hashem is a mussag shel emet mikol hatzdadim. Yiras Hashem is a concept of truth from all sides. Ben b'tzidei ha'sechel ha'tahor, both on the side of the pure intellect, ben b'tzidei ha'netiyot ha'tiviyot, and also on the side of one's natural inclinations. Afilu shiyu yoter nemuchot, al kein hi omedet la'at. Even if they're very, very low. And therefore it stands forever. When a person has Yiras Hashem, it protects him. Because even if he's on the side of the pure intellect, or if he's on the side of man's natural inclinations, even the lowest ones, but Emes is strong, Emes stands, and that's Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem tahor says in Tehillim, and medes la'ad. לא זה בוועד שכל המסכים שלנו מסכים אין מיידים את איך מציאותם כי הם באותו אחוז שלנו נמצאים בו הם כושם אבל בחור ואחרי המסכים האחרים כל הצירים מתחלפים ולא נוכל לדעת מה יוכל לשם בכל הגוש הקטני הבדים. Not only that, but all of our concepts of which we conceive, we only know their value in that framework in which we find ourselves with our senses. But if we be in under different conditions, then we would think differently. What would remain with us when we're under different circumstances? But at the time when the essence of all of the personal narratives in their tens of thousands and all of their expansions. Panim al musag amitiya klali, turn to the true general concept, shuchovek et kol metziut hachamunit haruchanit, which encompasses all of the physical and spiritual metzius. So we're sure then that we have a good and permanent treasury. Because those influences that every detail of one's thoughts and knowledge were made a mark on this basis that passes over all of the Metzius is forever. In other words, things change, circumstances change, one's narrative changes. However, if one has Yiras Shamayim, that's the basis for everything, then the good impressions will last. Yirat Hashem hi otzer. That's one's otzer. One's treasury is Yiras Hashem. Because if everything is based on Yiras Hashem is the pure concept that remains forever. So therefore, one has to base all of one's positive perspective, like we learned before, the lapal de v'chachma, evante davar mitoch davar, tzipis of Yeshua. Asak the Pirivirivya, these are all things one's looking towards the future. Pirivirivya, Tzipis of Yeshua, seeing himself as part of the Klal. All of these things are great as long as he sees them. Now he might see it differently in the future. But if it's based on Yiras Hashem, then it lasts. Because Yiras Hashem is something firm, something that lasts forever. And therefore, if everything is based on that emes of Yiras Hashem, so we know it's going to be permanent. Otherwise, it can just be gone with the wind. But if we lack the foundation of this spiritual acquisition, which is the foundation of the true Metzius, שמושגים שיסודם הנצחי חסר להם. הם אינם רק חסרים מהשלמתם, כי אם הם מלאים כזב תכסיסי, שמגדירים את אור הנפש ומהווים את זוהר הצלם הרוקים, אשר לאדם את ציורם הכוזב. נצא שיחסי יראת השם אין לו שום קניין כלל, לא רק קניין שאינו שלם, כי אם היא לא, לא. A person thinks that he has קניינים, without יראת שמיים, might not be lasting, but at least he has kinyan in the meantime. And the Gemara is saying, no, it's nothing. It's all falsehood. Even at the time that he thinks he has them, he doesn't have them. We said before that if he doesn't have Yiras Hashem, then afterwards things are going to change, and he's going to lose the kinyan and ruchnim that he had. But it's more than that. Even when he has them, he doesn't have them. Gam lefnei et gadut hamatzav. Even before the new situation, where he finds himself that he loses his spiritual acquisitions, he doesn't have them in the first place. They're filled with kazav tachsisi. Kazav is something that's false. It's false to start with, and they darken the soul. So it emerges that when one lacks Yiras Hashem, ain lo shum kinyan klal. Not only doesn't he have a kinyan hashelem, he doesn't have a kinyan at all. Only Yiras Hashem is a musig shel emes mikol hatzdadim. So how do you know that your spiritual acquisitions are going to last? You need something eternal. And what's the one thing that's eternal? Yiras Hashem. And that's the pasuk in Tahara. Yiras Hashem Tahara, the pure Yiras Hashem, omedes la'ad, it lasts forever. And that's going to be the basis, that has to be the foundation of all of our kinyanim ruchaniim. And that's why the Gemara says, I Yiras Hashem Yiras Saruim, then you have it, then you made a kinyan. But I lo lo, then you don't have anything. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue next time with the Nether. And so much to say, so please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.